Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
When I was 13 years old, my family's world was turned upside down. My mother started getting rashes covering her entire body. She was fatigued. She started losing weight. She got very, very sick. She went to many doctors, and really a lot of people, then doctors, had no idea what was going on. Well, it turned out that she had an autoimmune disease. So I'm so glad that Dr. Ginger, and with Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger, is going to be talking about this, because being affected, I'd say firsthand, secondhand, however, you know, just having a mother with these issues was very heartbreaking. So Dr. Ginger, I'm so glad to have you on.
Well, I'm glad to be here as well. And this is something, there's you know, over 100 named diseases that fit under the umbrella of autoimmune diseases, and wow, affecting a lot of people. There's about 20 million people that have been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, three quarters of which are women, so it seems to be a little more gender biased. But it's basically the umbrella of autoimmune disease is when the immune system mistakenly attacks and starts destroying healthy body tissue. It's kind of like an overactive, you know, hypersensitivity reaction of the body, and it can kind of strike anywhere. It could be blood vessels, connective tissue, changes in the organ function, abnormal growth of an organ, you know, your endocrine glands like thyroid or pancreas, joints, muscles, skin, red blood cells, you name it, and the body can be attacked by itself.
Can you give some names? I mean, there are some common autoimmune diseases that people are aware of, but maybe give us a list of the top five that you could share with people who are listening going, well, wait a second, I've heard of an autoimmune disease, but what exactly, you know, what would some of them be?
Well, fibromyalgia is probably a really common one that's out there. Multiple sclerosis, we've all heard of that. Rheumatoid arthritis is one of the versions of an arthritis that is autoimmune versus osteoarthritis, which is more physically based than the body attacking itself. Celiac disease, lupus, we've heard of lupus, and even meningitis. You know, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, there's a bunch of them. There's, like I said, there's close to 100. Even forms of meningitis are considered autoimmune diseases where the body is attacking itself. So there's a whole slew of them out there. And the symptoms vary based on what part of the body is being attacked, so to speak. But in general, people feel fatigued and just a general ill feeling, and they may have a fever, and then it goes to the more specific, you know, disease symptoms that we see.
Yeah, my mother had fibromyalgia. I didn't mention the chronic pain. That was actually the biggest issue that she dealt with. And it was interesting because she swam every day. She was a health nut in the 70s, and she would make bulgur, brown rice, and very healthy meals that I would turn my nose up at as a kid. And, you know, she was very particular about what we ate and got getting our exercise. And so, you know, but she did have a lot of emotional stress. So I really feel like that could be a culprit, even if you're living a good lifestyle.
And, you know, that really comes into play in any disease, but in particular autoimmune diseases seem to have an emotional, psychological part to it, component to it that can, and oftentimes it's brought on. Autoimmune diseases are brought about after a very stressful situation in your life. That seems to be very common. Not always, but it seems to be more common than not. And so, yes, the psychological side of it, and so people who are diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, that should be a component that they're working on, is the emotional side, you know, maybe getting to the root cause of something that's going on behind the scenes that they may or may not be aware of that's affecting them subconsciously. And then of course there's other things that can help balance the body. Now, traditional medicine, you know, often uses steroids such as like prednisone, anti-inflammatories, to kind of suppress the immune system, to suppress the inflammation that's going on. And then they kind of move to immunosuppressive drugs to really reduce the immune response of the body. But to me, it seems counterproductive. Chemotherapy is even often used in many of these diseases as well. So that's kind of the traditional medicine therapy. You know, I think they really need to look at the emotional, psychological side as well as the food side.
You know, Ginger, my dad, funny enough, has a form of arthritis. It's called ankylosing spondylitis, which is an autoimmune disease.
Yeah,
and
sure,
he's been battling it since early 20s. And, you know, he's been on medication in and out of hospitals, you know, because of the medication, unfortunately, for, you know, many years. And only recently, I think, he started to really open up his mind to more natural alternatives, incorporated, though, with some of the medication. Can people help themselves? I mean, I'm curious. Can people help to cure? Let's just use the word for lack of a better word, but can they help to help it along, cure, keep it in remission, whatever it is, if you have an autoimmune disease?
You can, and you know, Chinese medicine is doing a wonderful job with this in your foods. I mean, we all know that you need, for a strong immune system, you need the proper nutrition, you need real food, and I talk about that, you know, probably ad nauseum to some people, but it's really important. And in Chinese medicine, when it comes to autoimmune diseases, has a very unique look, well, with all diseases, but in particular this, with foods to balance. You know, we've heard of the yin and the yang in Chinese. And that relates to the foods as well. It relates to everything, but it relates to foods. So the yin would be the cooling foods, and yang would be the warming foods. And so various symptoms with these autoimmune diseases will make you a cold person versus a warm person, and you need to balance that. You need to kind of balance what they call the fire in the belly and get your body on equal footing with both. And so there's a list, and you can Google like Chinese medicine food therapy or food yin yang food and get these charts, but there's a list of foods that are cooling foods and a list of foods that are warming foods. So if your autoimmune disease, let's take an autoimmune meningitis where the person's hot all the time and they're way more yang than yin. Well, you would want to start eating the cooling foods, the yin foods. And so those types of foods are, you know, if you're going to eat meats, it would be more of turkeys and fish and those sorts of foods versus chicken, which is a warming food. You would want to eat, you know, apples, bananas, broccolis, cucumbers, celeries, which are yin cooling foods versus some of the yang foods. And so there's a yin and a yang and a list, and it's, you know, lots of healthy foods on either side, but really balancing the kind of internal fire of your body. It's the Chinese theory of doing that. And I've actually seen it been very helpful with people with autoimmune disease, in addition to working psychologically, you know, emotionally on those aspects, and getting it to the point where maybe some of these traditional medicines, the dosages can be lessened. Because if you're on prednisone the rest of your life, you know, your system, and a lot of these immunosuppressive drugs, your systems are going to start shutting down. That's not normal for your body, and there's so many side effects to that. So if we can start balancing the body in other ways and help yourself by doing it a healthy way, by eating healthy food, you may start to see some of the symptoms lessen, and you may be able to work with your doctor and lessen some of the drugs that you're taking.
Now, Dr. Ginger, my mother unfortunately did not have a happy outcome. She died in her 50s from ovarian cancer.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
wondering if you have an auto... Yeah, it's been rough. If you have an autoimmune disease, is that going to make you more susceptible to other diseases?
Well, only in the fact that it, you know, your immune system is so suppressed, and then you're probably taking drugs that are trying to reduce the immune response that your body's having on itself, and so it's suppressing your immune system even more. And so, and when we get back to talking about genetics, you know, I'm not a big believer that genes determine your destination as far as your health goes, but you know, when you suppress your immune system, that is when those light switches, as I've talked about before, start switching on that you might be more genetically susceptible to. So, yes, it can kind of come back around to that, unfortunately.
Well, Dr. Ginger, we are at the end of our show today. Again, it goes by so fast, but we appreciate
it does,
you being
it?
On. It does. And, you know, and if you want to follow Dr. Ginger on Twitter, you could follow her at the Dr. Ginger. Thank you so much. Do you want to just share your website with us as well?
It's at thedrginger.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Ginger, and we look forward to next week. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.